Exclusive, attorney John Lauro, Jack Smith's Arctic Frost probe was takedown of a political movement. By Elizabeth Weibel on November 1, 2025. John Lauro, who served as President Donald Trump's trial counsel and former special counsel Jack Smith's Washington, D.C. case regarding the protests at the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021, spoke about how newly released FBI files that relating to Smith's Arctic Frost probe revealed that Smith had issued almost 200 subpoenas targeting Republican-related officials and organizations. Lauro explained during an appearance on Breitbart News Saturday that Smith's investigation was simply a DOJ takedown of a political movement. Lauro's comments come after Senator Chuck Grassley, RIA, made newly released Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, files relating to Smith's Arctic Frost probe public. Lauro added that the shocking news in this Arctic Frost business was that members of Congress were being targeted. Breitbart News's Jasmine Jordan reported that Smith's Arctic Frost probe has previously received criticism regarding the phone and financial records of Republican officials and Republican-related organizations being obtained covertly. "This material should have been turned over to us. And it never was," Lauro said, adding that it was exculpatory information relating to the effort by the Biden administration to prosecute Trump and Republican officials. And that really was the ultimate objective of Jack Smith. There was nothing righteous about his investigation or his prosecution. It was simply a DOJ takedown of a political movement. And it really should be shocking to all Americans that this was permitted to go on. With the support of the media, the Democratic Party, the Department of Justice, the Biden administration. And it was really an outrageous example of lawfare where the goal was to interfere in the election, disrupt the MAGA movement, and ultimately deny President Trump another term. In fact, that was the stated goal of Joe Biden. If you remember, in November of 22, after the midterms, Joe Biden got up and said, "I'm going to do everything I could to prevent President Trump from assuming power again." And he said constitutionally, which of course was wink, wink, nod, nod, "We don't care about the Constitution." And then President Trump announced, and immediately after that Jack Smith, the prosecutorial pitbull, who's always used by the Democrats to take down Republicans, was activated and energized, and these fake indictments then came. But what we didn't know then is that Republican legislators, members of Congress were also being targeted. And that's the shocking news in this Arctic Frost business. Lauro went on to explain that Smith knew that Trump's legal team's defense was political vengeance. "Jack Smith knew that our defense was political vengeance. That this was being done to President Trump and his supporters in retaliation for running for president. That was our core defense, everybody knew that. President Trump announced it publicly, and this information would substantiate all of that. The fact that they went after key Republican legislators would support our defense, and it should have been turned over." Lauro went on to point out that Smith needs to be called before Congress and answer to the American people for everything he did to try to stop Donald Trump from being president.